What's going on, everybody? America Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you guys our preview and prediction video for the Notre Dame USC game, a huge one this weekend, 7:30 on NBC primetime matchup. We got the 6-0 USC Trojans taking on the 5-2 Notre Dame Fighting Irish. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe, comment those score predictions down below. Whoever gets the closest score prediction gets a shout out on next week's video. So make sure you guys do that. Also, make sure you check out the description for links to our podcast website and our shop, as well as our College Football Roundup channel. Make sure you guys check all of that out. But let's go ahead and jump in to today's video. So, like I mentioned, USC versus Notre Dame this Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC. Big, huge primetime matchup. You got USC coming in. They're 6-0 overall, excuse me, 4-0 in the Pac-12 already. Notre Dame comes in at 5-2. Look at USC. Started off week zero, beat San Jose State 56-28. Then they beat Nevada 66-14. Beat Stanford 56-10. Beat Arizona State on the road 42-28. Went on the road to Colorado, smacked them around, but let them come back late. Ended up beating them 48-41. And this past weekend, beat Arizona at home in triple overtime, 43-41. So, a huge coaching blunder in at the end of that one caused Arizona to come back. There was a lot of crazy coaching stuff. We don't have time to discuss all that. But then you look at Notre Dame on the other side, 5-2, 42-3 against Navy in week zero over in Ireland. Then in their first ever FCS opponent, they beat 56-3 against Tennessee State, then go on the road to NC State, win that one 45-24, beat Central Michigan at home 41-17. Then against Ohio State, they lost that one 17-14, went on the road to Duke, won 21-14. Went on the road to Louisville this past week and got smacked and pushed around and lost 33-20 and kind of got blown out in that game because at one point at the end of the fourth quarter, it was 33-13 before Notre Dame scored a touchdown with a little over a minute to go in the game. So I would say you could kind of say they got blown out by Louisville a little bit, down 20. With a minute to go in the game, that was very surprising for, pretty much nobody saw that one coming. So Notre Dame looking to rebound, USC looking to keep it up. You look at the series history between these teams. Notre Dame leads the series all time 48-37-5. So a series that has kind of been dominated by Notre Dame, especially recently. USC hasn't won at Notre Dame since 2011. Lane Kiffin was the head coach then for the Trojans, so it's been a long time ago for USC. Lane Kiffin was the last USC head coach to go into Notre Dame and win, and come out of there with a win. You look at last year's matchup; USC won that one in LA, 38-27. So Lincoln Riley started his tenure off with USC in this rivalry game on the right foot. We'll see if he can continue that. We look here at the numbers for this game, the points per game average for both teams. USC comes in averaging 51.8 points a game. That is number one in the country. Notre Dame down at 34.1. That is number 35 in the country. But you look at Notre Dame, they've really struggled the last three games. They're only averaging 19.3 points per game in the last three games. And it's something I was kind of questioning earlier on in the season. You know, what's going to happen when they actually play some teams? That's great. You're putting up 42 against Navy, 56 against Tennessee State, 45 against a bad NC State team, 41 against Central Michigan. But what's going to happen whenever you go play some actual good teams? And we've seen what happened. They've struggled to score points, averaging only 19.3 in their last three games. So it has not been good for them. Offensively, obviously USC's defense is nowhere near the level of Ohio State, Duke, or Louisville, or even NC State. So, you know, that they're going to, Notre Dame should be able to put some points on the board against this USC team, but I think at the same time, they're going to have a very hard time stopping them. You look at total offense, USC comes in averaging 523.3 yards a game. That's number four in the country. Notre Dame averaging 437.9. That's number 34 in the country. Look at the total defense. USC allowing 421.3 yards per game. That's 109th in the country. Notre Dame only allowing 279.4. That's 12th in the country. Look at third down offense. USC converting 42.9% of the time, tied for 46th. Notre Dame basically the same mark at 42.7% of the time and 49th. You look at the third down defense, USC allowing conversions 39.4% of the time. That's number 75th in the country. Notre Dame allowing conversions 38.1% of the time. That's number 62 in the country. You look at the red zone offense for these teams. USC 90% in the red zone, tied for number 32. They're 27 out of 30 with 13 rushing touchdowns, 12 passing, 2 field goals made inside the red zone. You look for the Fighting Irish, they're converting into points 86.4% of the time, tied for 55th, 19 to 22, 9 rushing, 8 passing, 2 field goals made. You look at defensively in the red zone, USC allowing scores 94.1% of the time. That is number 120. They've only got one stop on the season. Opponent scoring 16 out of 17 times, 5 rushing, 6 passing, 5 field goals. Look at Notre Dame. They're only allowing scores 60.9% of the time. That's number 5th in the country. 14 of 23, 5 rushing, 3 passing, 6 field goals made. Look at the turnover margins for these teams. And this is what could be the difference in the football game. USC plus 4 in the turnover margin, tied for 23rd. They forced 4 fumbles and forced 4 opponent interceptions. They've only lost 3 fumbles and threw only 1 pick all season. You look for Notre Dame, they're plus 1 in the turnover margin, number 63 in the country with 2 forced fumbles, 6 opponent interceptions. Meanwhile, they've lost 4 fumbles and thrown 3 interceptions. All 3 of those interceptions, as a matter of fact, in the last game against Louisville. All right, so all those numbers and what do they really mean? Well, first, I want to look at USC has no defense. All right, they're towards the bottom of the league in a lot of defensive stats. I think Notre Dame's going to have their way on the ground here, you know, offensively, especially in the run game. I think that they're going to have their way. Then you look at USC offensively, though, and it shows me, okay, well, Notre Dame's offense has struggled in big games. USC's offense is going to put up points. They are. And so the real question is, can Notre Dame's defense get a stop or two to be able to slow this USC team down? Because I don't know if USC's defense is getting very many stops against Notre Dame. I think they may get 1 or 2 all game long, if that. So, you know, I think that Notre Dame just needs, if they can keep USC from scoring on 3 drives, especially if this turns out to be a game like the Ohio State game was, which I think Notre Dame might want it to be. But if they can figure out how to get USC, if they can stop USC, you know, on 3 or 4 possessions, I think they can win the game. And so now we're getting to our keys to the game and kind of more into how Notre Dame can do that. Number one key for USC is get pressure on Sam Hartman. We saw that in the Duke game when Duke got pressure on him. He didn't know what to do. He was just running around, just throwing the ball everywhere, bad pass after bad pass. We saw it against Louisville. They got pressure on him all game long, and what did he do? He threw 3 interceptions and just did not look like a very good quarterback at all. He was just forcing the ball, throwing the ball in the dirt, getting sacks. So get pressure on Sam Hartman. Number 2, attack and play aggressive, but stay smart. Don't be trying to shove the punt returner into the football and jump him on the field with 8 players. You know, but be aggressive and attack and play smart. You know, hit hard and come after Notre Dame. Put the pressure on them because they're the home team. So you really got to make sure that you put the pressure on them, and make sure that they that they're the ones with their back against the wall, not you having your back against the wall at Notre Dame. That just adds to it. And you know, you got to come out. USC needs to come out hot, especially defensively, man. If they could come out and get a stop on the first possession for Notre Dame and go down the field and score, and that puts Notre Dame behind right there. They're already playing from behind. That's something I feel like USC really needs to jump on and take advantage of and do that. Number three, establish a run game. You cannot be one-dimensional against this Notre Dame defense. The defensive backs are incredible for them. You have to be able to run the football at least somewhat. I think if USC runs the ball for 100 yards in this game, I think they win the game, because I think if they can run for 100 yards, they're probably throwing for 350, and Notre Dame's on their heels a little bit defensively. And so I think that would be good news there for USC for sure. And I'm not counting scrambles by Caleb Williams getting out of the pocket, running with it. No, I mean handing the football off and letting your running backs run for 100 yards in the game. I think USC wins the game if they do that. Now for the keys for Notre Dame. Number one, control the football. Do what you did against Ohio State, just, you know, execute it a little bit better. Don't let this USC offense have the football. They can't score if they don't have the ball. And I know people want to say you can score on defense, but trust me, this USC team ain't scoring nothing on defense. So control the football. Keep the ball out of Caleb Williams' hands. He is the best player on the field at all times that he's out there. He's the best player on either team. So, and it's actually quite a big gap between him and Sam Hartman. So, you know, keep the ball out of his hands. Don't let him kill you. Number two, defensively, limit explosive plays, because that's what's really going to hurt this Notre Dame team, especially, you know, if it's late in the half, whatever, because that prevents you from playing your game if USC's going down the field and scored a touchdown in, you know, a minute and a half, you know, 40 seconds, something like that, just going straight down the field on you. You got to limit that explosiveness from them and try and slow that offense down some. Number three, contain Caleb Williams inside the pocket. Do not let this guy get outside the pocket and run or extend plays, because it doesn't matter how good your cornerbacks are. When you're going up against an elite quarterback like this with very good wide receivers like they have, if he gets out and can improvise and is just running around for 5, 6, 7 seconds, I'm sorry, but your corners are not going to be able to stop these receivers. They're just not, and nobody would be able to stop these receivers if they have that long to run around and that elite of a quarterback who can see the field better than anybody in the country right now. So, got to keep him inside the pocket. Now, with that being said, here it is time for my score prediction. And I've kind of gone back and forth on this one because this is a tough one to call. You know, is USC's defense going to kill him, or is Notre Dame's blunders and bad offensive play from the last 3 weeks going to show back up and help USC? Is USC's offense going to carry him to the win again? Is Caleb Williams going to power through and just put this team on his back and carry him to a win like he does most weeks? With that being said, I'm taking the USC Trojans to win this football game. I have them winning it 24-20. The biggest thing for me is, at the end of the day, whose coaching do I trust better? Do I trust Notre Dame's coaching, or do I trust USC and Lincoln Riley? And at the end of the day, I trust Lincoln Riley more than I trust Marcus Freeman. You know, Freeman has just – he's made mistakes. They haven't schemed well. They haven't been prepared very well. They haven't been prepared very well for the last 3 weeks. And we saw it in the second half of the Notre Dame-Louisville game this past week. It was 7-7 going into the half, and coming out, Notre Dame just looks sluggish. Man, I think they're tired. They've played – this will be their fourth primetime game in a row. And I think that they're tired. I think they're exhausted. I don't think that they've been prepared very well for these games. And so at the end of the day, I'm going with Lincoln Riley and USC to win this football game. I just think they're a better prepared football team. And I also think they're more fresh than Notre Dame is. I just think, one, Notre Dame's played an extra game than they have, which – might hurt them, might not. Who really knows? But the biggest thing is they just look tired and they looked sluggish last week. They just look worn out and exhausted from these primetime games. But it's their fourth one in 4 weeks coming up for them. They're going to have to show up, or else they they could get run off their own field if they don't show up against USC. But, you know, I think it's going to be a close one. I'm going 24-20 USC over the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. But that wraps up today's video. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Again, let me hear your score predictions. The closest one gets a shout-out on our next video. So make sure you guys do that. Appreciate all of you watching, and we will see